Lord Alexis, silly Alexis, most anything Alexis, almost most absolute Alexis. Where's the soothsayer that you praise so to the Queen? Oh, that I knew this husband, which you say must charge his horns with garlands.
Soothsayer, your will?
Is this the man? Is't you, sir, that know things?
In nature's infinite book of secrecy, a little I can read.
Show him your hand.
Bring in the banquet! Quickly! Wine enough Cleopatra's health to drink!
Good sir, give me good fortune. Mm.
I make not, but foresee.
Oh, pray then foresee me one.
You shall be yet far fairer than you are.
He means in flesh.
No, you shall paint when you are old.
Wrinkles for birds.
Vex not his prescience. Be attentive.
Shh.
You shall be more beloving than beloved.
Oh, I'd rather hit my liver with drinking.
Nay, hear him.
Good now, some excellent fortune. Let me be married to 3 kings in a forenoon and widow them all. Let me have a child at 50 to whom Herod of Jewry may do homage. Bind me to marry with Octavius Caesar and companion me with my mistress.
You shall outlive the lady whom you serve.
Oh, excellent. I love long life better than figs.
You have seen and proved a fairer former fortune than that which is to approach.
Remember, like my children shall have no names. Pretty homely boys and wenches must I have.
If every of your wishes had a womb and fertile every wish, a million.
Oh, fool, I forgive thee for a wish.
You think none but your sheets are privy to your wishes.
Nay, come, tell Aris hers.
We'll know all our fortune.
Mine and most of our fortunes tonight shall be drunk to bed.
There's a farm presages chastity, if nothing else.
Yes, the overflowing Nihilus presageth famine.
Go, you wild bedfellow, you cannot soothsay.
Nay, if an oily palm be not a fruitful prognostication, I cannot scratch mine ear. Prithee, tell about a workaday fortune.
Your fortunes are alike.
But how? Give me particulars.
I have said.
Am I not an inch of fortune better than she?
Well, if you were but an inch of fortune better than I, where would you choose it?
Not in my husband's nose.
First of all, heaven's men. Well, Lexus, come. His fortune. Mm. Oh, let him marry a woman that cannot go.
Oh.
Sweet Isis, I beseech thee. And let her die too, and give him a worse. And let worse follow worse, till the worst of all follow him, laughing to his grave, 50-fold a cuckold. Good Isis, hear me this prayer. Though thou deny me a matter of more weight, good Isis, I beseech thee.
Amen, dear goddess, hear that prayer of thy people. For as it is a heartbreaking to see a handsome man lose wife, so it is a deadly sorrow to behold a foul knave uncuckled it. Therefore, dear Isis, keep decorum and fortune him accordingly.
Amen.
Lo, now, if it lay in their hands to make me a cuckold, they would make themselves whores, but they'd do it.
Hush, here comes Antony.
Saw you, my lord?
No, lady.
Was he not here?
No, madam.
He was disposed to mirth, but on a sudden a Roman thought had struck him. In a barber's.
Madam.
Seek him and bring him hither. Where's Alexis?
Here at your service. My lord approaches.
We will not look upon him. Go with us.
Fulvia, thy wife, first came into the field.
Against my brother Lucius.
Aye. But soon that war had end, and the time state made friends of them, jointing their force against Caesar, whose better issue in the war from Italy upon the first encounter drave
them. Well, what worst?
The nature of bad news infects the teller.
When it concerns the fool or coward, on. Things that are past are done. With me it is thus. Who tells me true, though in his tale like death? I hear him as he flattered.
Labienus, this is stiff news, hath with his Parthian force extended Asia from Euphrates, his conquering banner shook from Syria to Lydia and to Ionia. Whilst...
Antony, thou wouldst say.
Oh, my lord.
Speak to me home. Mince not the general tongue. Name Cleopatra, as she's called in Rome. Rail thou in Fulvia's phrase, and taunt my faults with such full license as both truth and malice have power to utter. Ah, then we bring forth weeds when our quick minds lie still, and our ills told us is as our hearing. Fare thee well a while.
At your noble pleasure.
From Sicyon, hold the news. Speak there.
Man from Sicyon. Is there such an one? He stays upon your will.
Let him appear. These strong Egyptian fetters I must break or lose myself in dotage. What are you?
Fulvia, thy wife, is dead.
Where died she?
In Sicyon. Her length of sickness, with what else more serious imported thee to know, this bears.
Forbear me.
There's a great spirit gone. Thus did I desire it. What our contempt doth often hurl from us, we wish it ours again. The present pleasure by revolution lowering does become the opposite of itself. She's good being gone, and could pluck her back that shoved her on. I must from this enchanting queen break off. 10,000 harms, more than the ills I know, my idleness doth hatch, How now, Enobarbus?
What's your pleasure, sir?
I must with haste from hence.
Why then? We kill all our women. We see how mortal an unkindness is to them. If they suffer our departure, death's the way.
I must be gone.
Under a compelling occasion, let women die. It were a pity to cast them away for nothing. Though between them and a great cause, they should be esteemed nothing. Cleopatra, catching but the least noise of this, dies instantly. I've seen her die 20 times upon far poorer moment. I do think there is metal in death which commits some loving act upon her. She has such a celerity in dying.
She is cunning past man's thought.
What lacks her? No. Her passions are made of nothing but the finest part of pure love. We cannot call her winds and waters, sighs and tears. They're greater storms and tempests than almanacs can report. This cannot be cunning in her. If it be, she makes a shower of rain as well as Jove.
Would I've never seen her.
Oh, sir, you had then left unseen a wonderful piece of work, which not to have been blessed with all would have discredited your travel.
Fulvia is dead.
Sir?
Fulvia is dead.
Fulvia?
Dead.
Why, sir? Give to the gods a thankful sacrifice. When it pleaseth their deities to take the wife of a man from him, it shows to man the tailors of the earth, comforting therein that when old robes are worn out, there are members to make new. If there were no more women but Fulvia, then had you indeed a cut in the case to be lamented. This grief is crowned with consolation. Your old smock brings forth a new petticoat. And indeed, the tears live in an onion that should water this sorrow.
The business you have broached in the state cannot endure my absence.
And the business you have broached here cannot be without you, especially that of Cleopatra's, which wholly depends on your abode.
No more light answers. Let our officers have noticed what we purpose. I shall break the cause of our expedience to the queen and get her leave to part. For not alone the death of Fulvia, with more urgent touches, do strongly speak to us, but the letters, too, of many our contriving friends in Rome petition us at home. Sextus Pompeius hath given the dare to Caesar and commands the empire of the sea. Our slippery people, whose love is never linked to the deserver till his deserts are past, begin to throw Pompey the Great and all his dignities upon his son, who, high in name and power, higher than both in blood and life, stands up for the main soldier, whose quality going on the sides of the world may danger. Much is breeding, which like the courser's hair hath yet but life, and not a serpent's poison. Say, our pleasure, to such whose place is under us, requires our quick remove from hence.
I shall do it.